Well, I'm very thankful to Elder Low for his great introduction.
在这个教会里头，不管是退休会或者是宣道年会，通常都碰到一个很困难的问题。
In a church, no matter whether it is a retreat or it is a mission conference, there is usually a challenge for us.
就是请讲员。
The challenge is to find the right speaker.
因为我们要请一个讲员，最好从远点地方来的。
So when we want to invite a speaker, it's better for us to invite someone from far away.
或者是很出名的。
Or someone who is well known.
或者有点神秘色彩，大家不太认识的。
Or someone who is someone mysterious that you don't know much about him.
这很不幸的，我这三个条件都不符合。
Unfortunately, I do not fulfill these three conditions.
所以这个当教会来跟我邀请的时候，我一方面觉得很荣幸，一方面觉得你们很冒险啊。
So when your church invited me, on one hand, I feel very honored, but on the other hand, I feel very risky.
但是我不得不佩服你们这种创新的精神。
So I really admire the spirit of the creativity.
所以这种冒险跟创新的精神正是宣教所需要的。
So with this attitude of being creative and really willing to take risks are exactly what we need in missions.
所以我就也愿意来试试看，在这里跟大家一起学习。
So I also take this opportunity to come here and share with you and to learn together with you.
我觉得今年的题目取得很有趣。
I think this year's theme was very interesting.
讲到人人宣道，你我有责。
It talks about everyone has a role in missions.
不但是人人，所有的人都包括在内了。
It includes each and every one of you.
所以我们通通都逃不了。
So we are not excluded from this.
更套上一圈，就是你我有责。
And it says it is your responsibility and my responsibility.
所以我现在真的是宣道这个事情，是你我都一起需要来一起做。
So mission is a role that all of us has to play.
所以我在考虑说，有什么样的一个信息，从圣经里的话语跟大家来分享。
So I was thinking about what scripture verses can I get from the Bible to share with you.
我就定了一个题目。
So I decided to have a theme.
叫做在斯保罗宣道 旅程尾声今日普世宣道。
So I want you to rethink about the journeys of the Apostle Paul and to commit yourself today and to preach to the world.
因为保罗的宣道旅程在宣道历史上是一个划时代的行动。
Because Paul's missions journey was across generations.
所以我们从以前的历史来学习，看到以后我们怎么样做。
So we look at the history of what has been done and we look forward to the future.
所以我今天就要讲宣道的预备。
So what I want to share with you tonight is the preparations of missions.
神怎么一步步带领当初这些新的基督徒来开始宣道的事工。
So we want to see how God has led at that time the Christians to go to the mission field.
那明天我讲宣道的尾声。
Tomorrow I will talk about the commitments towards mission.
你当做宣道，你跳进去做的时候，就碰到一些问题。
So when you go to the mission field, there will be challenges.
那么怎么能够委身信托神，还能继续往前面走
？How can we commit ourselves to God totally and move forward?
那我今天我想从《使徒行传》第一章跟大家讲到第十三章。
So tonight I want to share with you from the Acts of the Apostle from chapter 1 to 13.
有一节圣经，我相信大家都很熟，在《使徒行传》第一章第八节。
There is a verse which I think most of you know. It's in the chapter 1, verse 8.
这节圣经是耶稣在离世升天以前跟门徒讲的。
This verse is before Jesus was ascended to the heaven.
那大家翻到的时候，我们好不好一起来读一次
？So when you have turned to that page, let us read the scripture together.
使徒行传一章八节。
Acts 1:8.
来，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。这节圣经是主耶稣给门徒的命令。
This scripture verse is a command from Jesus to his apostles.
这节圣经也是主耶稣告诉门徒宣道的策略。
This scripture verse is also the strategy that Jesus has committed to his disciples.
这节圣经也是主耶稣对于宣道讲的预言。
This is also a prophecy about missions.
那这节圣经也是使徒行传的大纲。
This verse is also the general summary of the book of Acts.
所以我们今天讲的时候，大家就记得这节圣经讲的。
So tonight when we talk about this, we will remember this verse.
我们就一路看后面发生的事情，跟这节圣经讲的到了哪一步。
We can look at the events that came afterwards and see how it relates, how these things relate to this verse.
在耶稣讲这句话的时候，地上还没有教会。
At that time, there were no churches.
所以当有了教会开始做宣道的时候，是照这个次序一步一步来，在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极。
So when churches were first started, it took the steps exactly as what this verse says, beginning from Jerusalem to Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
但是我们今天来看的话，这个事情应该是平行同时并进的。
But today we look at it, it's an, the events are in parallel.
不是说做完第一步才做第二步。
They are not one after another.
没有说你在 Mountain View 都传完福音之后才可以到 Sunnyvale 去。
It did not say that you have finished your mission work in Mountain View and then you should move on to Sunnyvale.
Okay. 是同时都要做。
Instead, it is a concurrent event.
本地福音跟海外差传都要做。
Whether you spread the whether the mission is local or overseas, they are in parallel.
但是你看当初发展的情形，就发现有的比较容易做，有的比较难。
But at that time in the early churches, we have discovered that some of these works, some of these missions are easier than the others.
你翻过来看到第二章。
So when we look at chapter 2,
看到圣灵降临。
We look at the Holy Spirit came.
神自己做的工作。
We saw the work that God has done.
很多人一听见看到神的工作，就愿意来相信。
A lot of people when they saw God's word, they are willing to believe.
所以一天就3000个人悔改信主。
So in one day there were 3000 people converted.
教会就产生出来了。
So churches were built.
然后慢慢又有些事情发生。
And later on there are more events.
逼得他们不得不在耶路撒冷城做见证。
So that they have to share the testimony in Jerusalem.
那虽然是官长，这个祭司长，叫他们不可以传福音。
Although there are many teachers and elders who try to prohibit them from sharing the gospels.
这个彼得、约翰他就说：“听从你们，不听从神，合理不合理呢？”
But Peter and John say that if you do not listen to God, is it reasonable?
他说：“我们所听见、所看见的，不能不说。”
But they say whatever we hear, we heard, we have no way. We have to share them.
一方面是圣灵大能的工作。
On one hand, it is the work of the Holy Spirit.
另外一方面，他们内心被驱使，一定要去传福音。
And on the other hand, it is they are compelled to share the gospel.
最后，那个官员带他们去，我说叫你们不要传福音，你们还去传。
So finally, the officials arrested them and said, "Why? I told them not to share the gospel."
在第5:28.
In chapter 5, verse 28.
我叫你不要传，你还去传。
It says, "I told you not to share. Why are you sharing?"
你看，你现在干了什么事
？So what have you done?
你把福音传遍了耶路撒冷了。
You have filled Jerusalem with your teaching of gospel.
你看，传福音在耶路撒冷先开始。
So the sharing of gospel begins in Jerusalem.
从耶稣讲那句话到今天，耶路撒冷都传遍了。这是那个官长是敌人讲的话哦。到时候承认都传遍了，中间隔了多久？
So since the time that Jesus started mentioned this commandment to share the gospel till the time that Jerusalem was filled with the teaching of gospel, in between how long it took?
我想大概是两个月。
About 2 months.
Okay. 那接了下来，教会又有很多事情发生。
And after that, there were other events happening.
到后来，这个他们就选了这个执事出来。
And then they have elected several deacons.
那其中有一个叫做斯提凡的。
And one of them, his name was Stephen.
Okay.他后来因为他讲的道，他们当然不是喜欢听，后来就把他打死了。
And of course, those people were not happy with Stephen's preaching, and they stoned him.
然后这个教会就受到逼迫。
And so the churches were persecuted.
那第八章第一节。
So in chapter 8, verse 1.
他就说，从那天开始，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒之外，门徒都分散到犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
So it says that on that day a great persecution broke out against the churches, against the church at Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria.
所以使徒们没有走留在教会里头，可是信徒们通通都跑了。
So the apostles would stay back in the church, but the believers were scattered around.
他们不是计划要这样子做。
These were not planned.
不得已的。
They have no choice.
也可以说是神的带领，神的安排。
And we can also see that as God's leading and God's plan.
可是这些信了主的人，有福音在他心里面，他到处去就到处去传福音。
So these people who have gospel in their heart, wherever they went, they shared the gospel.
第八章第四节说，分散的人往各处去传道。
And in chapter 8, verse 4, it says, those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went.
圣经讲这句话的意思就是说，这是很明显的一个现象。
So the purpose of gospel bringing out this point is that this is an obvious situation.
也不要说还参加年会，也不要什么这些人在那里不能住了，就跑不同地方去，哎，一路走一路都去传福音。
It is not because of some kind of a ascending or missions or conferences. These people, when they spread around different places, they share the word.
在第五节还特别说腓力就特别下到撒玛利亚去。
And in verse 5, it specifically mentioned that Philip went down to the city of Samaria.
其实撒玛利亚这个地方，你如果读四福音就晓得，犹太人不喜欢去的。
And Samaria, if you look at the gospel, you can see that it is a place where the Jews are not interested to be there.
但是他在那行了神迹，什么很多撒玛利亚人就信了主。
And Philip performed many miracles in Samaria, and many Samaritans have received Christ.
这时候耶路撒冷教会就听见，哎，怎么有人去撒玛利亚传福音呢？
So the church in Jerusalem heard that. How come there are people who spread the gospel in Samaria?
就派使徒们去看一看。
So they sent some disciples to go there and take a look.
Okay, 使徒们看完之后呢，那就回来。
So after the disciples saw this, saw, and then they came back.
在第八章二十五节。
So in 8:25.
这边说使徒回来的时候经过撒玛利亚，也在撒玛利亚传福音。
So it says that when these apostles also spread the gospel in Samaria.
你看，耶稣说你们等候圣灵降临。
So Jesus said you're waiting for the Holy Spirit to come.
然后在耶路撒冷传福音。
And then you spread the gospel in Jerusalem.
然后到犹大全地。
And then to Judea.
然后到撒玛利亚。
And then to Samaria.
Okay. 那所以大使命四分之三已经都完成了。
So three quarters of the Great Commission has been accomplished.
Okay. 这个时间过了多久？
So how long it took?
大概不是非常久。
It wasn't very long.
给圣经没有说，大概是几个月到一年吧。
So possibly a few months to a year.
Okay. 那这下一步呢？
And the next step.
下一步就是直到地极。
And that is to the end of the earth.
Okay. 那耶路撒冷是同个地方同文化。
So in Jerusalem, it is the same location. It is the same culture.
但犹太全地是同文化地方，稍微远一点点。
And in Judea, it is the same culture, but the area is bigger.
到撒玛利亚是文化不一样，是近文化。
And in Samaria, it is a little bit different culture, but similar.
那直到地极了。
What about the end of the earth?
就是文化完全不一样。
It is a completely different culture.
距离可能也是非常远。
And the distance will be very far away.
我们现在讲这个宣道拆船这个事情，华人教会讲的，可能你翻洋过海去找中国人传福音。
And we talk about missions, we can talk about going overseas and share with Chinese.
Okay. 但是你知道，真是讲这个宣道的话，没有什么同文化、异文化，通通是异文化的。
But when we talk about missions, we are not talking about any particular culture. We are talking about all cultures.
Okay. 那中国人听到说，就做异文化，又要学不同 的语言，生活习惯也不一样，大家都有点怕怕。
So when the Chinese people heard that we have to learn a different language, different culture, we may be scared.
所以海宣在1968年成立的时候
，So when CMO was established at the time，
我们就定了一个宗旨说，我们就只做异文化。
So we have only one purpose, and that is we want to go across different culture.
我们不是不爱中国人。
It's not that we don't love Chinese.
我们身为中国人。
We are Chinese.
我们在中国教会里面服事。
We serve in Chinese churches.
我们在去做宣道以前，百分之百的时间都放在中国人的中间。
So when we go to mission field, we spend a lot of time in 100% of our time among Chinese.
但是做宣道这个事情，我们特别 reserve 出来，是为不是中国人的。
But in this particular missions, we want to have our goal outside Chinese people.
因为如果说海宣说中国人也可以去，这个非中国人也可以去，一定水是朝容易的地方去流，大家都跑到这中国的地方去。
So if CMO does not distinguish and try to spread the missions to all different cultures, it is very likely that it will be channeled into an easier path, which is going towards Chinese mission.
很多人就说你海宣何必做得那么辛苦？
People say, why do you take such a difficult task, CMO?
你只要讲一句说我们要去中国大陆传福音。
You just mentioned that you want to go to mainland China to spread the gospel.
人也有了，钱也有了。
You have money and you have people.
我相信是的。
I think so.
但是你知道，全世界的人，中国人占百分之几？
You know the whole world's population, what is the percentage of Chinese?
大概 20%。
About 20%.
Okay. 但是我们碰来碰去 100% 都是中国人。
Of course, in our people around us, most of them may be Chinese.
Okay. 那主耶稣说你要普天下去传福音给万民听。
But Jesus says that you should spread the gospel to outside other nations.
这个万民是 80% 不是中国人。
Oh, there are 80% of these people who are non-Chinese.
如果我们只做中国人的话，那不是把主耶稣的命令80%就把它打折扣掉了吗？
So if we only share a gospel with Chinese, then we are neglecting Jesus, 80% of Jesus' command.
所以海宣就很坚持要做异文化宣道的，走这条路。
So therefore, CMO has a mission to go across culture to, there.
非常的难。
So it is a difficult challenge.
CMO 现在已经有41年的历史了。
CMO has been existed for about 41 years.
据我所了解，前面的30年
，the first 30 years。
CMO 的宣教是没有同时超过一个人的，
没有同时，
就 at any one time only one.
So at any one time there only one missionary.
打桥牌叫做 single term.
Yeah.
为什么？就是大家望而却步，不敢出来。
Why is it so few? Because most people are a bit reluctant.
你知道我们每年海宣有个夏令会。
You know, there is a summer camp for CMO on an annual basis.
我们在夏令会的时候就呼召有谁愿意出来奉献服侍主。
So in this summer camp, we ask people who want to commit themselves to serve the Lord.
圣灵的感动，很多人就愿意投身来奉献。
So the Holy Spirit touched many of them, and many people volunteer.
有时候二三十个人，有时候五六十个人。
Sometimes they are 20, sometimes they are in the 50s or 60s.
我们跟吴长老说，我们是要做异文化，你要不要就呼召有人出来做异文化的宣教士
？So we talked to Elder Wu, and do you want to help to call more people to go cross to go to different culture for missions?
所以吴长老在呼召的时候就说啊，有谁要奉献出来
？So when Elder Wu share and try to call to see if anybody who want to volunteer for this cross.
通常很多人都出来在前面。
So a lot of people came forward.
吴长老就问说，有谁愿意投身？做异文化宣道。
So when Elder Wu asked, how many of you would like to commit yourself to a cross-cultural mission?
那你就往前面再走一步。
So please step one more step forward.
没有一个人动。
So not a single person step forward.
一年大概是三年，他这样的问，都没人动。
So about 3 years consecutively, there were no people came forward.
Okay. 可见大家对于做异文化的宣道是很怕。
So there are some people who are a little bit afraid about cross-cultural mission.
但是神的心意是全世界所有的人。
But God's purpose is to share gospel to everyone in the world.
我们的题目，人人宣道，你我有责。
So today's our theme is everyone has a role in mission.
Okay. 那做异文化宣道也是你我有责哦。
So cross-cultural mission is also our responsibility.
Okay. 那其实这个事情是不用怕。
Actually, we don't have to be afraid of such things.
我们通常怕一个问题，就是说怕学一个新的语言。
So maybe we are afraid to learn a new language.
我常常说，做宣道，中国人是最合适的。
I always say that Chinese is most suitable for missions.
皮肤也不白也不黑。
Because our skin is neither white nor black.
你什么地方都可以去。
So you can go anywhere.
中国的方言有多少种不一样的
？So you have so many dialects in China.
你还没有想过之后，你至少都会讲两三种话。
So many Chinese can speak more than two to three different languages.
Okay. 所以再学多一种不是很难的。
So learning one more language isn't that difficult.
所以我到泰国去就学了泰文。
So when I went to Thailand, I learned Thai.
那泰文是在所有语言里是比较容易的。
So Thai language is actually not very difficult.
Okay. 那所以哎学不到一两个礼拜就可以讲一些了。
So in a couple of weeks, I'm able to make simple conversation.
而且这个泰文呢，它是这个 vocabulary 字比较少。
So the Thai language has a limited vocabulary.
Okay. 所以就应该不是很难学。
So it's not very difficult to learn.
特别中国人学泰文呢，比外国人学泰文有一个优势。
And there are some advantages for Chinese to learn Thai language.
因为这个泰文跟中文一样是有痛的，是有那个音调的。
And it's like Chinese language, Thai language also has the difference in tone. Okay,
好像这马就是中文就是妈妈马马 ，OK。Okay, 就四个痛。
So like the four different tones in Chinese language.
那在泰文多一个痛。
So in Thai language is one additional tone.
Okay. 所以呢，我到现在都还讲不清楚。
So I wasn't very sure about that tone.
Okay. 常常讲了就会闹笑话。
So when I say something, then people laughed.
Okay. 所以我在泰国跟人家讲东西，我一定先用泰文跟人家讲。
So in the Thailand, when I talk to people, I use Thai language first.
一讲就笑话就出来了。
So whenever I started, people laughed.
人家就忍不住就跟着我说，你讲的不对，应该是怎么讲。
So these people tried to correct me.
Okay, 那这样子我们中间的隔阂就把它断开了。
So but through this, we break down the ice between us.
所以我从那开始就用英文讲。
So then I start to use English.
Okay, 所以这个友谊就比较容易建立起来。
And then we establish some friendship through this.
那学一个语文是很有趣的。
So it is very interesting to learn the language.
我们说是异文化宣道。
So we talk about cross-cultural mission.
其实你有没有想过，这个布道，不管你跟中国人讲布道这个事情，是最难的跨文化的一种沟通。
So we talked about mission to Chinese is actually a difficult cross-cultural communications.
信的跟不信的，这两个文化是根本是不同的。
Different culture between the belief and the non-belief.
你怎么能够从一个信的人的角度把你的信仰讲给那个人听，使他能够懂，而且明白，而且接受
？So from the point of a believer, how do you cross, how do you communicate with a non-believer so that this person will believe?
实在是很困难。
It is a challenge.
幸亏有这圣灵帮我们的忙来教导他，开他的心，使他能够明白。
So it only depends on the Holy Spirit to help us to open his heart so that he can understand.
但是学语文就不那么难。
But learning a new language is not that difficult.
我记得我们刚刚去的时候，最简单的、最需要就是说，去餐馆你点菜的时候，你要跟他讲你要吃什么菜。
So I remember the easiest occasion was when I went to the restaurant and need to order some food from the menu.
有一次我们就凑巧跟我太太就是点了一个饭，是那个虾那个螃蟹蟹肉炒饭。
So in one time I went with my wife and we order a dish and this is a fried rice with crab meat.
Okay.那我们又另外一次去这个，我太太又说她要这个，蟹肉炒饭。
So she mentioned that she wants a crab meat fried rice.
Okay. 我们这种泰文学了，觉得就很会讲。我就说这个靠怕这个螃蟹，那个螃蟹，我突然忘了怎么讲。
So I try to use the Thai language to communicate.
Okay.
But I forgot how do you say it in Thai? Crab.
我说靠怕什么东西讲不出来。Okay.所以我就比给他看。
So I wasn't able to communicate in Thai, so I tried to point to him.
我说螃蟹横着走，对。
So I tried to show how a crab would walk.
Okay, 那说哦，你要螃蟹炒饭。
So he realized what I was trying to say.
哦，大家都在那笑我。
So it was a laugh. We all broke into laughter.
那我觉得无所谓啊。
But I don't mind.
有了螃蟹炒饭，大家都很高兴吃螃蟹炒饭。
So with crab meat, fried rice, everybody was happy.
可是我太太比较敏感，她就觉得非常的窘。
And then my wife felt that it took a long time.
Okay. 那其实我们第二次又到那个餐馆去。
And then we went to the same restaurants the second time.
那个招待员一看我们来，我咽了嘴，个个在那里笑。
So the waiter and waitress when they saw us, they were they laughed at us.
后来我跟我太太就不再去那家餐馆。
So we avoided that restaurant.
那讲台湾有时候这个语言你学语言就是讲偏了一点点啊，这东西出来就是不一样。
So sometimes the language just a little difference means a lot of difference.
这是吴勇长老有一次来看我们。
So Elder Wu Yong, one time he came to visit us.
我就说请他出去吃晚饭。
So I invited him for a dinner.
我就泰文点了所有的菜。
So I ordered the food in Thai.
Okay. 结果出来有一盘菜，一吃怎么搞的都是辣的。Okay.
So and I found out how come every single dish was spicy.
那个菜实际上很奇怪，是那个辣椒炒胡椒。
哇、wow. ！So there are pepper, there are spicy chilies.
Okay. 我就问他说我点了这个菜吗
？So I asked, did I order this dish?
他说 Yeah, 你点了这个菜。
And he said, Yeah, you did.
OK, 那我就没办法。
So I had no choice.
后来我过了很久之后，我才发现我犯了什么错误。
And after a while, and I realized what mistake I had made.
我点的是一个混合的素食锦，所有蔬菜混在一起的素食锦。
I was actually ordering a vegetarian combination.
所以应该叫做 pak run.
So the correct term is pak run.
Okay. 我就讲是 pet run.
But I said pet run.
这个 pak 是那个蔬菜的意思。
Pak means vegetables.
Okay. 所以你 pak 就很多蔬菜在一起 ，run 就把它混在一起。
So pak means a lot of vegetables, and run means a combination of those vegetables.
Pet 是辣椒跟胡椒的意思。
But pet means peppers and chilies.
所以你 pet run， 它就把辣椒炒胡椒就炒了一半。
So when I say pet runs， it means a mixture of all the spicy dishes.
哎，我觉得这个挺有趣的。
So I felt amusing.
Okay.我有一次，这我是要到别的地方去，我就跟我太太说，你去楼下那个开计程车的，你就跟他订个车子，到时候送你到飞机场去。
So one time I want to travel, and I asked my wife, said you go down, you go downstairs and book a taxi.
Okay. 他说好啊 ，OK。他是说他订车子，他想早点跟他订，讲好就是说我车子在后天几点钟来。
So she wants to tell the taxi driver ahead what2 days from now, what time that he should arrive?
但是我学泰文还学得不那么精，我只会讲明天，不会讲后天。
But my Thai language was limited. I only know how to say tomorrow, but not the day after tomorrow.
所以我就跟我太太讲，你跟她说这个 tomorrow's tomorrow, 明天的明天。
So I said you should say tomorrow's tomorrow.
那我太太也不晓得，她就照我这样就跟她讲。
So my wife wasn't sure then, so she just.Convey exactly as I told her.
他就说他的车子普尼普尼，两年。
So she said Puni Puni.
Okay. 就那人说啊，他都不懂。
So the driver was confused.
所以我太太第二天又要再跑下去跟他讲，说是明天。
So the next day, my wife has to tell the driver again it's actually tomorrow.
Okay. 所以学语言是不是有问题？是不是有困难？当然是有。
So indeed, there are many challenges and difficulties in learning a new language.
但是蛮好玩的。
But it's also very interesting.
Okay, 你也借着学一个语言不同的文化里头，认识很多新的朋友。
And through learning a different language, you came to know different friends.
Okay, 但中间是需要有些这个努力的成分在里面。
But of course, it takes hard work.
Okay, 那现在耶稣把这个大使命给了这个门徒。
So at that time, Jesus has given his disciples the Great Commission.
四分之三都完成了。
3/4 of their commissions were accomplished.
还差那么一点点。
And there was a certain part left.
Okay. 那为这一点点，你知道神花了多少的心思来把它克服。
And you know how much God has spent to try to overcome this little bit left.
你从这个《使徒行传》第九章。
So if we look at the Acts of the Apostles, starting from chapter 9.
神在那个大马色的路上就去找到扫罗。
So in the road to Damascus, God found Saul.
就把扫罗就变成基督徒。
And God converted Saul to Christian.
Okay. 然后呢，这个在这个第十章，这个神花多少心思来预备彼得。
And in chapter 10, God has spent a lot of effort to prepare Peter.
神去跟那个哥林流讲，叫他去请彼得来。
God spoke to Cornelius and asked him to invite Peter.
然后去跟把一个意象给彼得看，告诉他说有人来请你去。
And God has shown Peter a visions and asked and told Peter that there is someone asked you to go there.
所以当这哥尼流来找到彼得的时候，彼得才跟哥尼流去。
So when Cornelius came and found Peter, then Peter went with him.
结果他去到哥尼流家里头，圣灵就降临。
But when they arrived at Cornelius' house, the Holy Spirit came upon them.
你知道彼得看了这些，他是大吃一惊啊。
So when Peter saw that, he was surprised.
怎么可能圣灵降临在这个外邦人的身上？
He was amazed why that Holy Spirit has came upon these Gentiles.
他亲眼看到这些事。
And he saw it with his own eyes.
所以他就相信了。
So that person believed.
所以到后来，彼得要回去教会里头，跟教会的人来解释这个事。
So Peter has to go back to the church and try to explain this event.
Okay. 在第十一章提到这个事。
So that was mentioned in chapter 11.
Okay. 所以就是预备耶路撒冷的教会能够将来接纳这些外邦人。
So that was God's preparations of the churches in Jerusalem to accept Gentiles.
事实上你知道人的思想观念要改变不那么容易。
As we know that it is very difficult to change a person's thought.
在后来扫罗去了第一次旅程回来之后又要再回教会去再从头 再解释过一次。
So after Paul's first missions journey, he has to explain also to the church.
但你再看，还没有开始异文化宣道的时候，神就预备了耶路撒冷教会。
So before this cross-cultural mission, God has prepared churches in Jerusalem.
神不但这样的，神就开始了一个新的教会。
And God has also started a new church.
就讲到那些因为受逼迫到处走的人，他们就到处去传福音。
And that was because people who were persecuted and scattered throughout the area, and they brought with them the teaching of gospel.
他们就在有一些人在安提阿那里住。
And there are people who are in the city of Antioch.
在第十一章的第十二节，特别就说这些人有人不是只跟犹太人分享福音，也给跟那个希利尼人、跟外邦人分享福音。
And it says there that these people not only sharing the gospel with the Jews, they also share with the Greeks and other people.
那第二十一节就看到主就那里教会就兴旺起来。
And in verse 21, we saw that the Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord.
圣经还特别说，这个信主的人叫做基督徒，是从那个地方开始的。
And the scriptures specifically mentioned that the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch.
所以神为了要准备异文化的宣道，特别预备了一个新的教会。
So because God wants to share to have missions across cultures, God prepare a new church.
不但是预备了新的教会，同时也教育了这个耶路撒冷这个旧的教会。
Not only has God prepared a new church, He has also educated the church in Jerusalem.
那我每次看到这个第十二章，我觉得非常之这个 amazed.
When I saw that chapter 12, I was very amazed with it, by it.
因为安提阿教会就找了巴拉巴跟扫罗，就送钱到耶路撒冷教会来。
And the churches in Antioch actually they send Barnabas and Paul, and they give them also some money and ask them to go to Jerusalem.
他们到耶路撒冷教会来的时候，发现这个教会不得了，这个出了个大事。
And when they arrive in Jerusalem, they find that something happened.
教会的领袖这个雅各，突然被这个希律王拿去砍头。
And one of the leaders, James, was beheaded by King Herod.
Okay. 也没有说他犯什么错，什么就是把他抓去就把他杀掉。
It wasn't clear what James has committed, but then he was beheaded.
然后就把这个彼得也抓到监牢里面坐。
And they also put Peter in prison.
所以教会一时变成群龙无首。
And suddenly the church has no leaders.
而他们很知道，再过一天有一个节期来的时候，那个希律王把彼得也拿出来，也要把他砍头。
And they know that one day King Herod would also try to behead Peter.
在这个乱七八糟的时候呢，这个巴拉巴跟扫罗来访问这个教会。
And among this series of events, Barnabas and Paul came and visited this church. Okay.
我相信一定没有人照顾他们了。
At that time, probably nobody will welcome them.
Okay. 大概也没有人请他到外面到这个富林门去吃个饭。
And nobody brought them to a Chinese restaurant to have a lunch.
他们就看到教会切切地为彼得来祷告。
But they saw the churches were praying earnestly for Peter.
如果你参加这种祷告会的话，一定印象非常的深刻。
I believe when you participate in this kind of prayer meeting, you will have a great impression.
生死交关啊。
Because it is about life and death.
没想到祷告完之后，神就派个天使把彼得就把他带出来。
So after the prayers, God sent an angel to rescue Peter.
我常常在想，这么紧急的时候，他们祷告什么呢
？So at this very moment, what did they really pray?
一定是求神救彼得。
So of course they should be praying for God to rescue Peter.
所以神听了他们的祷告。
So God heard their prayers.
所以把彼得救出来。
And he rescued Peter.
所以彼得就回家到他们的门口。
So Peter went home.
Okay. 就敲门。
So he knocked at the door.
他们说谁啊
？They asked who is it?
彼得说彼得是我。
And Peter said, "It is me."
他们说不可能。
They say, "No way."
我们常祷告，神听了，我们都还不能够承认。
So they pray, but they did not want to acknowledge that fact.
巴拉巴跟扫罗在这个祷告会的里面。
And among these people who pray, there were Barnabas and there were Saul.
亲身看见神怎么听祷告，行了启示。
They saw with their own eyes how God has heard the prayers and has performed this miracle.
还没有完呢。
It is not finished yet.
接着就看到这个第二十节之后，讲到这个西律。
And then we saw the next event in the verse 20.
西律就到了推罗西顿那里去。
So at that verse 20, it says, Herod went to Tyre and Sidon.
然后在那被一个虫咬，他就死了。
And he was eaten by worms and he was dead.
Okay. 这个人他毫无道理，把那个雅各处死。
Because there was for no reason, he beheaded Peter.
看到神的公义是很快的，是很准确的。
So we saw that God's righteousness and justice.
这些事情，这个巴拉巴跟扫罗也看到这个事。
So both Barnabas and Paul saw this event happen.
在第十二章完了之后，好，这事情都完了，他们两个就回家了。
So after this event in chapter 12, the both of them went back.
我想巴拉巴跟扫罗这次回家，好像是进了这 Berkeley 读了一个 PhD degree 出来。
So I believe that this time when Barnabas and Saul went home is like getting a PhD education from UC Berkeley.
他们亲身的看见体会到神的大能跟神的实在。
So they experienced firsthand the power and the miracles performed by God.
所以我们就看到第十三章。
So we shall see in chapter 13.
第一节第二节就他们就回到安提阿教会。
So in the first two verses, it mentioned that they returned back to the church of Antioch.
这圣经就形容安提阿教会是个现在是个什么样的一个教会。
And the scripture describes what kind of church is Antioch church.
这第一个有很多不同的背景身份的人。
And firstly, there are people of different backgrounds.
有这个在王宫里的，有这个外邦人的，有学问的，有穷人，各种人种种有。
And they were of different status. There are some people living in the palace, some people who are rich, and some people who are poor, and all kinds of people.
啊，这个东西跟我们这个基督徒会堂有点像。
And this is like CCIC today.
Okay, 各路人马，什么背景，三教九流，龙虎蛇神，什么通通有。
So there we have all kinds of people from one end of the spectrum to the other end.
高科技、低科技、没科技的，什么通通有。
So from high tech to low tech to no tech, all kinds of people.
Okay, 那讲到这个地方呢，他们有些在做老师的。
There are teachers.
Okay, 哎，我们基督徒会堂也是这样子啊。
And CCIC are like that too.
我们特别注重主日学。
And we put a lot of focus on Sunday school.
就不仅有的时候老师比学生多。
Sometimes, unfortunately, there are more teachers than students.
其实不是真的，我们一直注重主日学。
We put a lot of emphasis on the Sunday school.
有没有信徒装备班？
We have trainings for this new disciples.
训练人家做 youth ministry.
So we have training for workers in youth ministry.
Okay.那这假如是我们自己人不行的话，请个这个 Doris 来做主日学老师，来加一把油。
So if we don't have our own talents, we also invite other people to come and help.
Okay. 就跟安提阿教会一样，他们看到有人需要的，需要很大的需要，巴拉巴就是要大树去把扫罗找来啊。
So it was like a church in Antioch. There were needs, and Barnabas went to Tarsus to invite Paul.
那这个安提阿教会是怎么产生呢？是从传福音产生的。
So the Church of Antioch was established because of the preaching of the gospel.
我们基督徒会堂和尚也不是这样子。
And it is like CCIC today.
都是为了福音。
And we exist because of gospel.
就记得二十一年前我们祠堂到 Milpitas 去的时候。
21 years ago when we have church planting in Milpitas.
我们的口号就是去那里传福音。
Our slogan was try to share gospel there.
Okay. 基督徒会堂刚开始的时候就到处拼命就去传福音。
So the beginning of CCIC was to spread the gospel.
我记得最特别的是那个时候 San Jose 没有这么多房子，所以很多还有些那个田呢，还有人种花的。
So at that time, I remember there weren't that many houses, and there were many fields, and there were people planting flowers.
那些种花的人需要一个 greenhouse, 一个盖子把它盖起来。
And the plants require a greenhouse to cover them.
那些这种 greenhouse 的里面呢，第一是比较热，第二这个湿度是很高。
And in the greenhouse, it is hot and it is humid.
Okay, 你在里面就像洗蒸汽浴一样，汗就不停的出。
So it's like a sauna. You will be sweating all the time.
我就找其同工们，就去跟那个种花的人去传福音。
So I asked the co-workers to share the gospel with this farmer.
那这个种花的人呢，他这个光阴是很宝贵的。
But this person, he's very, he feel that time is precious.
所以呢，他从来不停下来跟你说，一路剪花，一路做，一路锯。
So he, when he communicate with you, he was actually working at the same time.
Okay. 那你传福音就一路跟他讲，就跟在后面就一路讲。
So when we share the gospel with him, we have to follow him along.
真的是很困难的。
So it was a difficult task.
但是这样子，我们就得了几个家庭是种花的。
But because of this, we have gained a few families who are planters.
教会就慢慢这样子建立起来。
And so the church has started to establish.
我在想，我们可以停下来想一个问题。
So we can pause here for a moment and think about a question.
你知道，这个教会是宣道的产物。
So church is a product of missions.
Okay. 因为去宣道，所以教会产生出来。
Because of missions, we have planted our church.
可是教会是为了宣道。
But the church was, but church exists because of mission.
Okay. 有人常常问，说教会存在的目的是什么？
So what's the purpose of the existence of churches?
很多会友愿意说，教会存在的目的就是为了照顾我。
So many people may say the church exists because I have needs.
其实我们真的仔细想想，教会存在的目的是什么
？So we need to know what is the purpose of churches.
到底是先有鸡还是先有蛋
？Do we have chicken first or the egg first?
所以教会是宣道的产物。
So churches are the product of missions.
可是教会的存在是为了宣道。
But the very existence, purpose of the existence of the church is for missions.
我第一次听人这样讲的时候，我心里都很不同意。
When I first heard about this statement, I was not in agreement with them.
我们这个教会非常大，事工的部门非常多。
Our church is very large, and there are different departments.
做宣道只是众多部门里面的一部分。
So mission was only one of the many departments.
那这个宣道部是属于长执会之下。
So this mission department is under the elders and deacons.
好像是一个狗有四条腿，有一条尾巴。
It's just like a dog have four legs and a tail.
那你想是狗摇尾巴呢，还是尾巴摇狗
？So is it the dog that shaking its tail, or is the tail that shake the dog?
Okay. 我当时就觉得说，这个宣道组就是教会的一部分，像狗的尾巴一样。
At that time, I thought the mission department was only part of the church. It's like a tail of a dog.
Okay. 但是过了这么多年，我再三思想，我也希望大家自己想想看，实在教会是为了要宣道。
But after so many years, I have thought about this many times, and I would like you all to think about it too. The existence of the church is for missions.
所以教会是传福音的产品。
So churches are the product of missions.
我们基督徒会堂也是这样子。
And so is CCIC.
安提阿教会也是这样子。
So is the Church of Antioch.
那安提阿教会还有一个特点，它就是很敏感于圣灵的带领。
So another specialty about the Church of Antioch is they were sensitive to the leader to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
第十一章的末了，就是圣灵就叫一个先知来讲说，哦，将来会有饥荒的事情，哦，他们马上就听到，就收集捐献，然后就派人就送到耶路撒冷去。
Because the Holy Spirit told them that the Holy Spirit sent some prophets to tell them that there will be a famine, so they believed in that and they collected money for that purpose.
所以他们很敏感于圣灵的带领。
So they were sensitive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们原来也是这样。
So we were like that too.
慢慢就好像是变成老化了一点点。
But as the time progressed, we became more insensitive to that.
然后他们甚注重祷告的一个教会。
And the church in Antioch was very much focused in prayers.
禁食祷告。
They fast and they prayed.
结果圣灵就有话语在教会的里面。
So the Holy Spirit worked in this church.
这个事情我们有时候好像是看不是非常多。
Maybe we didn't see much about this.
Okay. 那圣灵就对安提阿教会讲话。
So the Holy Spirit spoke to the Church of Antioch.
他说：“你们要为我分派巴拉巴跟扫罗去做我召他们要做的工。”
They want the church to send Barnabas and Saul to accomplish the task that they were dedicated to do.
这里说去招我要他们做的工。
It says to do the work that they are dedicated to do.
神给他们的大使命，四分之三已经完成了。
So the Great Commission was accomplished about three quarters of its all.
还差这四分之一，神要巴拉巴跟扫罗去开始去完成。
The remaining quarter of the Great Commission, God has sent Barnabas and Saul to start this mission.
我自己在过去这么多年在工厂上面。
So for me, for many years I've been in this field.
我突然有一个感想。
And I have a feeling.
就是说我在59岁半以前还没有去的时候，那个59年半是为了后面这10年而存在。
So at that time I was 59 and a half, and I said this 59 and a half years of my life were to prepare me for the next 10 years.
我大概9岁的时候信了主。
I received Christ at the age of 9.
不是19岁。
It's not okay. 19.
那我就一直在教会里主日学，一直在参加主日学，就一直在教会里头。
So I have been involved in Sunday schools and in church activities.
19岁那年，我考进了大学。
At the age of 19, I entered into college.
所以我就决定在那年受洗。
So I had decided to be baptized at that time.
后来就到美国来。
And then I came to the United States.
那早年的美国不像现在教会有这么多。
At that time, there were not that many churches in America.
你去一个地方，你想要有教会啊，你自己开一个。
When you arrive at a certain place, you would like to join church, it's better for you to start one.
或者别人已经比你早一点点来，他已经开了，你去参加他，帮忙他。
Or maybe someone has arrived before you and has started the church and you just join him.
Okay, 那参加这种新的教会有一个特点。
And joining a new church, there is a special point I want to make.
从扫地接人、教主日学、讲道什么，你差不多通通都要试着做做。
Because there are lack of workers, you have to do many things from teaching Sunday schools to cleaning the church to teaching many things.
这个现象就是训练嘛。
But these are just training.
就记得我刚刚到阿拉巴马去，在我们家里开始了一个查经班。
So the first time when I went to Alabama, I started a Bible studies group in my home.
我那已经超过三十岁了，不是已经30多岁了。
At that time, I was already 30 plus years old.
Okay, 一辈子查经查了这么多年，那还不容易吗？
I have been involving in Bible studies for so many years. Wasn't that an easy task for me?
哎，叫一叫，又有些人来参加查经。
So I did some advertisement, and then people came.
Okay, 那查什么书呢？
So what should we study?
查最简单的，查马可福音。
So I look at the easiest book, and it's the book of Mark.
Okay, 一查就发现查不出东西来。
But when I started, I wasn't sure what to study.
看了字个个都认识。
I know every word of it.
Okay, 但是就是不就对我来讲没什么太大的意思。
但是 it doesn't have a meaning to me.
Okay, 那时候想找人问。 在阿拉巴马那里也没有人可以问。
At that time, I was trying to look for more guidance, but I couldn't find people.
我就打电话回来给那个 Joseph.
So I called up my friend Joseph.
说查经查不出怎么办？
So I asked him, and I do not know how to conduct Bible study. What should I do?
我不记得他 exactly 跟我怎么说了。
I forgot the exact word that he said.
Okay, 基本上就是这样说。
But basically, he said this.
他说我跟你隔那么远，帮不到你的忙。
He said we are very far away. I couldn't help you.
你想办法找点参考书看。
So maybe you can look at some reference books.
Okay. 所以我开始买了我第一本的这个 Bible commentary.
So I bought my first Bible commentary.
Okay. 就慢慢读圣经，从那个时候开始。
So I started to study Bible from that time.
后来过了几年，公司把我 transfer 到 California 来。
And after a few years, my company sent me over to California.
所以我就参加 CCIC， 那个时候 San Jose 堂。
At that time, I joined CCIC. At that time, there was only CCIC San Jose.
那时候他们就说，开始要成人主日学。
At that time, they want to start a adult Sunday school.
我觉得非常好，我有兴趣参加成人主日学。
I thought it was a great idea, and I would be very interested.
他们就说，要讲那个历史书，从那个撒母耳上下。
So they said we would like to look at historical book from Judges and First and Second Samuel.
Okay. 他们说找不到人教。
They said we couldn't find any Sunday school teachers.
好不好你来教？
How about you?
我说我圣经还没看到那么多。
I said I have not read the Bible that much.
后来现在看好试试看了。
So maybe I can try.
就拼命发功夫，就是准备教主日学。
So I spent a lot of time to prepare for Sunday school.
我现在旧约里面那几本历史书，除了列王上下，我是最通的。
So now you know the whole Old Testament, I was pretty good in it, except the First and Second Kings.
Okay. 我想这些日子都是为了预备用的。
I think all these time would actually try to prepare me.
我这几年在工厂上就发现能够学习，能够好好花时间去准备，这机会非常少。
And in the mission field, I felt that I did not have much opportunity to continue to learn and to prepare.
我就很感恩过去这么20年有机会在基督徒会堂在这里学习，在这里受训练。
So I thank the Lord because for more than 20 years I have this opportunity at CCIC to learn and to be prepared.
所以我也奉劝诸位，在教会里头，今天你在教会里服事，就好好切实的去做。
So I encourage all of you to, since you have the opportunity to be involved in the church, to make the, take this opportunity to learn and to work.
如果教会的长老邀请你一起去探访，你就跟他去。
So if the elders in the church ask you to go with him to for a visit, do go with him.
探访这些也是需要学的。
探访。Visitations. Visitations is something that we have to learn too.
Okay.这个你假如不学的话，去那里只是聊聊天。
If we don't learn about how the art of visitations, we just chatting.
Okay. 我有一次跟那个黄火书长老去探一个姊妹。
One time I was with Elder Huang to visit a sister.
对，那个姊妹生胃癌，已经到末期。
This sister has stomach cancer and is at the last stage.
我们去她家，她姐姐就叫我们哦，在客厅坐着等一下。
And when we arrived at her home, her sister invited us to sit in the living room.
Okay. 然后过了不久，这个姊妹就出来了。
And a little while, this sister came out.
她就带了一个那个 tray, 一个 hangout, 说这几个瓶子就挂了，就出来。
And she has a hangout with a few bottles, and then she came out.
Okay. 我一看她的脸色，我就哎呀，显然是没希望。
When I look at her face, I felt that she was probably hopeless.
Yeah, 只是不晓得再可以活多长。
I wasn't sure how long more can she live.
那我碰到这种情况，我通常就不知道是怎么样讲。
At that moment, I was speechless.
所以我既然跟黄长老去，我不需要讲，就他讲，我坐旁边听就完了。
So since I was following Elder Huang, and I would let him talk.
Okay, 我后来突然 panic.
So I was very panic.
因为我想黄长老说你一晚上都不讲话，到时候我们要走了，请林立米带我做个祷告。
Because I did not talk throughout the whole night, and at the end, Elder Wang invited me to lead a prayer.
那我一来就觉得是没希望。
So I thought it was hopeless.
我祷告什么呢？实在讲不出来。
What should I say in the prayer? I have nothing to talk.
我偏偏在想说，如果叫我祷告，我祷告什么呢
？So I was thinking, I was struggling. What should I say?
哇，真的汗都出来了。
So I was sweating.
Okay. 结果他倒是非常好。他说：“哦，我们做个祷告。”他自己带了祷告。
So he was very considerate. He said, "Let's pray together." And he led the prayer.
Okay. 你知道，我就很注意听他祷告怎么祷告法。
So at that moment, I was paying full attention to what how he prayed.
我不教你怎么祷告，你要去学，自己去学。
So I did not teach you how to pray. You have to learn yourself.
我那次听他祷告，给我启发非常多。
So at that, when I learned about his prayer at that moment, I learned a lot.
我的 point 就是说，有机会你就要去做，就要去学。
So what I learned is that when there were opportunities, I should have taken that opportunity and learn.
叫你教主日学，叫你带查经，就好好准备去做。
When I call you to teach Sunday school, to lead Bible study, just go ahead and prepare and do it.
真正的功夫都是一点一点积起来的。
The accomplishments are accumulated bit by bit.
Okay. 所以上帝为了要这些人去做异文化宣道的工作。
So because God wants to make use of these people to go to a different culture for missions,
就开始了这个安提阿教会。
So he started the Church of Antioch.
教会的反应是什么？
At that time, what was the response of the church?
就去做。
The response was, yes, let's do it.
在第三节。
In verse 3,
他说于是。
It says, therefore,
就禁食祷告。
They fast and they pray.
按手在他们头上。
They put their hands upon them,
然后就打发他们去了。
And they send them.
这个我就觉得这一句圣经就是所有差传的 essence 的所有的要素。
So this verse, I believe, is the key of sending off missionaries.
差传是什么？
What is sending off?
你给它剖析开来看。
If you look at it, if you analyze it,
就三样东西吗？
There were three things.
差祷告，差人，差钱。
It's prayer, it's people, it's money.
Okay. 差祷告。
First of all, we sent prayers.
是最重要的。
That's the most important.
这个教会他很看重这个，他们就禁食祷告。
This church has strong emphasis on this, so they fast and they pray.
大家都知道祷告是很重要的。
Everyone knows the importance of prayers.
但这个东西是很困难的。
But it was difficult.
我们的 CMO 每一个礼拜二晚上有祷告会。
Our organization CMO has a prayer meeting every Tuesday.
我有机会都尽量去。
So I try to join them whenever I have chance.
但是慢慢，我觉得好像是有一点这祷告的热忱没有了，形式还在，好像热忱就差一点。
But I felt that there was a lack of passions in prayers.
我不晓得我们教会的祷告会是怎么样。
I do not know about the CCIC's prayer meetings.
Okay. 那特别是为了宣道来祷告。
Especially when we pray for missions.
所以我特别是奉劝我们中间，你如果做这宣道组的同工，或者做这长老带领的，真是要鼓励大家在宣道的事情上要好好的祷告。
So I'd like to encourage you, especially if you're members of the missions committees or elders, we need a lot of prayers.
第二个就是要差人。
The second thing is about sending people.
这个情形在第一次差人是很特别的。
And this time is very different from before.
圣灵直接对教会讲话。
Because the Holy Spirit spoke directly to the church.
点名点了两个。
And he pointed out two persons by name.
说为我差派第一巴拉巴，第二扫罗去做我要他做的工。
And he said that please send these two persons off. First is Barnabas and next person is Saul.
Okay. 如果今天神的圣灵在我们中间教会，在我们教会中间讲话。
So if today the Holy Spirit speaks to us in our church.
教会的长老一定说，哎，这两个人不能去啊。
And the elders in the church may say, these two persons may not be able to go.
我们这边特别需要他。
Because we need them.
Okay, 是，工厂上也需要他。
But, you know, many places need them.
我就发现去宣道工厂做宣道的事情，一定要教会差出最好的去。
I believe that going to the mission field requires the best.
你不差出去的，碰到很多的问题解决不了。
Unless we have the best going there, we are not able to solve many, many challenges and problems.
这第十三章另外在下面再读一点点。
And if we continue in chapter 13,
他们一出去就到一个地方，就碰到有一个行法术的。
And when they arrive at certain a place, they saw a sorcerer.
这个行法术的很厉害，他不但会行法术，他把那个岛的那个最高的行政长官都控制住了。
Not only this sorcerer can perform this sorcery, but he can also control the officials of that island.
你只要找个很 wimpy 的一个人去。
So this is a kind of wimpy business.
Okay. 他能不能够像保罗这样子，眼睛看着他，对他讲说：“你这个充满各样诡诈、奸恶、魔鬼的儿子，众善的仇敌，你混乱主的道还不止住吗？现在你眼睛要瞎了。”敢讲这样的话吗？
So can we like what Paul has done to him is, and Paul said directly to him that you are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right, and you are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord?
Okay. 我们发现是很困难的。
We find that this kind of things is very difficult for us to do.
最起码的资格就是要教会最好的人才。
So the very fundamental requirement is to send the best.
我们在工厂上面，我们的团队里头有宣教士。
So in our fields, in our team, we have missionaries.
他的这个学历是比较差。
They don't have much education background.
他的性格也不是特别强。
And they are not. He's not very strong in his character.
人也不是特别聪明。
And he's not very bright.
Okay. 他的一个长处就是说，很多事情就可以有点那个逆来顺受。
But one good thing about him that he take adversity positively.
我跟他已经一起工作好几年了。
And I have worked with him for many, many years.
我常常就很同情他。
And I'm sympathetic with him.
因为他到处工厂上面都被人家欺负。
Because he was bullied by many in the fields.
Okay. 我也帮不到他忙。
And I couldn't help him much.
我尽量帮，但是不能够通通都帮到忙。
I have tried my best to help him, but couldn't help him much.
他已经做了好几年，工作果效好像也不怎么很特别。
So after many years of work, he did not bear much fruits.
所以宣道是要一个好的教会，要好的人才。
So the mission fields require good church behind it and require good people behind it.
第三个是差遣。
Third is sending in.
Okay. 差遣在我们华人教会好像是最不困难的。
Sending money is not very difficult among Chinese churches.
那也是这样子，我们常常钱就送的很随随便便就这样子送。
And sometimes we were just simply just sending off money.
我反正也不是我的钱，这左手来右手去，怎么来怎么去 ，easy come easy go。
So maybe sometimes it was easy things for us to do to take and give money。
但是我们都要做神的好管家。
But we are the stewards of God.
我们用钱怎么样用，是要很小心，要有智慧用。
How do we spend our money? It should be very careful.
我们先锋每次收到有救灾的钱。
Sometimes I receive money for disasters relief.
一定同工自己到那个灾区去看，看看钱怎么用。
And we send people to co-workers to the disaster area to see how money was used.
但是真的做主的工的话呢，不愁没有钱了。
But if we want to work God's work, we don't have to worry too much about money.
就中国内地会戴德生牧师讲那个名言呢。
And Hudson Taylor talked one famous saying.
他说：“你用主的方法做主的工，就有主的供应。”
He said that if you use God's method to do God's work, and you will receive God's provision.
我记得公元2000年，吴勇长老来找我，要我去做工厂主任的时候。
And remember in the year 2000 when Elder Wu Yong came to me and wanted me to lead the mission in the field.
他就跟我讲说，利明啊，你一个事情绝对不用担心的。
He told me that, Alex, you don't have to worry about one thing.
就是不要担心钱。
And that thing you don't have to worry about is money.
你做主的工，神会有供应。
Because when you work God's, we do God's work, God will provide.
是我们的 CMO 从我开始参加。公元2000年到现在，我们就从来财政没问题。
Yes, it is true that since the year 2000, when I first joined CMO to today, we have no problem financially.
我们不是很 extravagant, 很浪费或者很多钱，都不是。但是我们要用的钱从来没有缺过。
We are not too extravagant about our spending, but we have no problem in meeting our real needs.
圣经说，这个教会就打发他们去了。
And the Bible says the church sent off them.
一定给他们需要的路费让他们去。
And the church gave them enough funds to survive.
从第十三章一直到使徒行传的最后，看到保罗遭遇到各样的困难。
So from chapter 13 to the end of the book of the Acts, we see so many challenges that Paul has faced.
从来没看到一次保罗说他没有钱呐。
We have never seen any problem that was financial for Paul.
倒是看过好几次保罗把钱去拿去给别人。
And we have saw in several incidences that Paul has actually contributed money to other people.
所以教会做差传就这三件事。
So sending off people, there were three things.
一个是差祷告，一个是差人，一个是差钱。
So there are three things to send off. One is to send prayers, next is to send people, and third is to send money.
Okay. 这个差人这个事情，我想我们每个人都可以做。
I think sending off people, each and every one of us has a part.
你可能想，我能够做什么
？You may ask, what can I do?
我们真的有个弟兄，大家可能有人认识，可能不认识啊。
We have a brother, maybe some of you know him.
毕玉书。
His name is Clarence Pied.
Okay. 其实我跟他认识非常早。
So I know him long time ago.
他跟我太太是同学。
He and my wife were classmates.
Okay. 那我跟我太太还没结婚的时候。做朋友的时候，我就认识了毕玉书。
Before I was married to my wife, and I already know Clarence.
我就觉得这个人呢、啊，他 impress 我，英文、中文都非常好。
He impressed me a lot by being fluent in both Mandarin and English.
而且他对主的工作是很认真的做。
He has a passion and is focused on God's work.
大事小事搞到他，他一定很认真的给你做好。
Regardless whether it's a big task or a small task, he was very focused and paid a lot of attention.
就我记得有的时候，就我们开那个学生冬令会，那是早年大家都没有钱的时候，他就我们就自己烧饭。
At that time, I remember there was a winter camp, and we were students and have no money, so we cook ourselves.
那毕玉书他就煮啊。
So Clarence is a cook.
OK. 然后呢，他这个后来他毕业之后就参加基督徒会堂。
So after he has graduated, he joined CCIC.
他就因为他英文好，所以青少年工作就他来做。
Because of his fluency in English, he was in charge of the youth ministry.
那他也在一家当地的公司做电机工程师。
And he was electrical engineers in one of the companies.
Okay. 他做了一阵，他就觉得说，哎，是不是需要去进修一下
？So after a while, he felt that he needs to study further.
因为进修一下可以做更好的服事。
So if he's better equipped, he can serve better.
他就在公司请了假，就到那个 Oregon Manoma 就去念书。
So he took a leave from his company and he went to Oregon to study.
他读了一半之后，他就在想说：“我读完毕业之后，我还去回去做工程师吗
So after, in the middle of his study in missionary, he was wondering, should I go back to this company after I graduate?
Okay. 他就决定说不再回去做工程师。
So he had make up his mind not to go back to this company and become an engineer.
所以他就决定要做宣教士。
So he has make up his mind to be a missionary.
那我们这个 CCIC 那时候这宣道组刚刚有个新的 policy, 有个政策。
At that time, our CCIC mission committee has a new plan, has a new policy.
就即使我们自己教会出来的弟兄也不支持他，一定要参加一个差会，由差会来支持他。
Our policy was that even we have a brother who are willing to go to the field, we will not support him unless he join a mission organization.
所以他就到处去找哪一个 mission board 可以去参加。
So he was scouting for a mission board.
那个时候我们这个基督徒会堂 San Jose 的就准备在 Milpitas 在北区指一个堂。
So at that time, our CCIC in San Jose would like to do a church plant, planted in the north part.
所以教会的长老就请他说，你现在在等这个事情的话呢，职堂这个事情就请你去帮他们搞。
So he was asked to help out in the church planting.
所以他就召集那个唐慧聪、蒲小平跟我，我们每过不久，但每个月再在一起祷告。
So he called a few of us together, and we pray on a monthly basis.
Okay. 所以再搞了一年。
So this event went on for about a year.
他就找到差会，他就到南美洲，到巴西去了。
So he found a mission organizations. So he went to South America, to Brazil.
那在这个同时，我们在 North Valley 的教堂也就成立了。
And at that time, CCIC in North Valley was established.
但是我们成立了 North Valley 教堂之后，他没有机会来，因为他已经去了宣道工厂。
But when the church was established, he had no opportunity to come because he was already in the field in Brazil.
我们这些老同工都觉得毕玉书是我们北区教堂的国父。
And we all felt that the CCIC in the North Valley, the father of the CCIC, is Clarence.
那到南美洲之后，在巴西那里本来只有一个中国教会。
And in Brazil, in South America, there was only one Chinese church at that time.
后来有人吵架，就分裂变两个。
So there was argument among the church members, and they became two churches.
后来那个时候一共有十个教会。
And then there were 10 churches.
彼此不讲话。
But they don't communicate with each other.
Okay.那他去了之后呢，就有个运动起来，就是他们要有一些年轻人奉献出来，想要念神学。
So after Clarence has arrived, there was a campaign to encourage young people to come and study in the missionary.
那这些念神学可以参加巴西的神学院。
So when they have the opportunity to come to the seminary in Brazil.
但是在巴西神学院毕业之后，回来在华人教会服事就很困难。
But when they graduated from a seminary in Brazil, it was difficult for them to come to serve in a Chinese church.
Okay. 所以他们就是反正圣灵的带领，他们就成立了一个神学院。
So with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, they established a new seminary.
第一届有十个学生。
There were 10 people.
Okay. 不是从每个教会出一个，反正是当地教会来的，有十个学生。
Okay. So these 10 students were from local churches.
那这个校长请谁做呢？
So who was supposed to be the principal?
这个教会也不行，那个教会也不行。
They feel that it's difficult to choose one person from one church.
所以就请了毕玉书做。
So they have invited Clarence to be the principal.
你从来没想到一个电机工程师去了南美洲做神学院的院长。
So it is unthinkable that an electrical engineer would have gone to Brazil and became the principal of a Bible college.
他后来要开这个布道会，开个退休会，就来北美找一些这个比较学有专长的一些人去帮他忙。
So he wanted to start a mission conference, so he came to North America to find some people with talents.
Okay. 所以就有一些人去，我也是这个团队其中之一去的。
So there were a group of people going there, and I was among them.
Okay. 我去就发现一个很奇怪的一件事。
So I discovered something unique.
这四个教会原来都不讲话。
So these 10 churches, they did not talk to each other.
现在联合起来支持这个神学院。
But they came together and support this seminary.
在他们那里有些做生意的人，经济环境可能比较好。
They were businessmen who are wealthier.
为了这个情形，心里头受了感动。
And they were touched by this event.
就有人就做那个手提包包，做了几百个，来参加的每一个人他都送一个。
So he made some handbags and distributed to the participants.
有人就做那个 T-shirt， 旁边就写了写就用葡萄牙文写了一些东西 ，OK， 每一个人都送一个。
And there are people who made T-shirts with Portuguese language on it and distributed to the participants.
兴奋到不得了。
So they were all very excited.
OK。神的工作在巴西后来的延续，就是从这十个神学生 开始起来。
So God's word through these 10 students was spread in Brazil.
后来他离开那里到南非去。
And then Clarence left Brazil and went to South Africa.
那南非他就发现一个东西，就是说在非洲那里做宣道的，比世界任何国家做宣道的都要好。
And he discovered that being a missionary in Africa was actually much better than being a missionary in other places of the world.
因为大家一定有听说过，说这个非洲是宣教士的坟墓。
A lot of people might have heard that Africa could be a graveyard of missionaries.
因为过去四五百年，不晓得多少宣教士都到非洲去。
So the last 400 or 500 years, there were countless missionaries in Africa.
做的工作，做的见证，有的是很美，是很好的。
So many beautiful testimonies and witnesses from there.
他们的那个经验也是很好的，值得外面的人学。
They were great experiences that it is we should learn from.
外面的人哪里想到说要学宣教，跑到非洲去跟黑人取经，哪有这个事
？So it's unthinkable that if we want to learn about missionary, we should go to Africa and learn from the blacks people.
但是他就发现有的人这方面非常好。
But he discovered that this is actually a good opportunity.
所以他就在南非开了一个宣道研讨会。
So he started a discussions meeting in South Africa.
据我所了解，在华人教会真正开这种很有意义、很有内容、很有价值、很有这个长远 impact 的这种研讨会，真的是头一次。
And from what I know, that was the first time you have such a meeting, such a discussions that is so impactful.
很多人都去参加。
There were many, many participants.
Okay, 这个名义上是那个华福会办的。
It's by name, it's actually started by Chinese Mission.
但是事实上是比喻书办的。
But in reality, it was actually started by Clarence.
没想到一个 Silicon Valley 的电机工程师做了这么大、这么深远影响的事。
It's hard to think that electrical engineers from Silicon Valley has accomplished so much.
1998年4月25号
In October 25th in 1998
他回到这个 North Valley 教会来
And he came to CCIC North Valley
第一次回来
The first time he came back
讲了一堂道
He completedone sermon.
用使徒行传20章24节讲。
He brought out the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, 24, verse 24.
他说我不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程。
It says that I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task.
成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
I would like to complete the task that the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
他第一次回到 North Valley 来，第一次在 North Valley 讲道。
So the first time he came back to North Valley, and the first time he spoke to the congregation in North Valley.
讲完之后，我们看他脸色都不太好。
After his sermon, we found that his face was pale.
他后来就回南非去。
So he went back to South Africa.
一路上在台湾还找那些来开过研讨会的人，香港开过研讨会的人，新加坡开过会的人来 follow up.
So he also found people, the participant from Taiwan, from Hong Kong, from Singapore, and he would like to have a follow up test.
又他回到新加坡，过不几天，突然一天早上心脏病催发就死了。
And after he returned to Singapore, and after a few years, he got a heart attack and he died.
在我们朋友中间，他算是比较短命的。
Among our friends, his life was short.
但是他的生命过得是很充实，很有意义。
But his life was fruitful and his life was meaningful.
他原来是个 Cal Poly 电机系的毕业生。
He was a graduate from Cal Poly in engineering.
Silicon Valley 成千成万的 electrical engineer 之一。
He's one of the many electrical engineers in Silicon Valley.
但是他献身在宣道的上面。
But he gave his life to missions.
虽然生命是短。
Although his life was short.
但是他成就的却是多。
But his accomplishments was great.
我们讲到拆祷告、拆人、拆钱。
We talk about sending prayers, sending people, and sending money.
你愿意不愿意做那个拆人的这个人？
Do you want to be one of the persons who is sent?
愿意把投身在宣道成为你自己的祷告。
We want to commit ourselves to pray, to missions, and do you want to treat this as our prayers?
我们一直讲到《使徒行传》第十三章的第三节。
We talk about Acts 13:3.
神就是为了差这些宣道士，差保罗跟巴拉巴出去。你看神做了多少的工作。
So to send off Barnabas and Paul, God has worked a lot.
可见神何等看重这个事。
And we see that God puts so much emphasis on this.
我们也应该一样看重这些事。
So should we put our emphasis on this?
我们在结束的时候，我给大家有点时间在神面前来祷告。
Before we end, I would like to have a quiet moment with all of you.
也许不是每一个人都可以做那个出去的人。
Maybe not every one of us will be sent off.
但是在拆祷告、拆人、拆钱的时候，我们一定可以中间投入，可以有份。
But I believe we could involve in sending off prayers, people, or money.
你愿意投入在哪一份？
Would you be willing to be involved?
我有一点时间，大家自己在面前，在神面前来省察、来祷告。
So let's take a moment, a little more moment to meditate and to examine ourselves.
然后我祷告做结束。
And I will pray to end.
慈爱的主，因为你是宣道的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, because you are the Lord of missions, and we thank you.
今天在这个时代，你仍然给我们有宣道的机会。
In this very generation, you still give us this opportunity to go to missions.
求你把宣道的负担重重地放在我们每一个人的心里。
Please place upon in our heart the burden of missions.
有人可以献上祷告。
So that we can give us a prayer.
有人可以献上自己。
We can give ourselves.
有人可以献上金钱。
We can give our money.
让我们每一个人在你宣道的事工上面都有份。
So that we can be a part of a mission.
今天的宣道年会，愿主你自己赐福它，使它成为一个美好的开始。
This year's this missions conference, we ask for your blessing, so that it will be a good beginning.
让我们个人在你自己神国扩张的事工上都能够有一份。
So that we can be a part of the spreading of your kingdom.
求你赐福个人。
So may you bless us.
也让个人成为别人的祝福。
And make us a blessing to others.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.